15,000 fighting sailors at the Naval Air Station here at Coronado Island. With Les Brown and his band of renown, yours truly, Hi Everback. Our special guests, Frankie Lane and Hedy Lamarr. And here he is for the cruise of the Flat Tops, the man who is flat on both ends, Bob Hope.
That's the men at the Naval Air Station here at Coronado. I drove down here from Los Angeles this afternoon, and I never had so much trouble getting to a base in my life. Someone had told me there was an auto ferry. I just thought the fog was a little damper than usual. And you should see the speed of those ferry boats. They move about as fast as Crosby picking up a check. To be real nautical, so I went up to Captain Erdman and I said, "Ahoy, matey, steady as you go and blow the man down." How did I know he could do it? I won't say Captain Erdman's a strict disciplinarian, but the tide can't come in until he gives it permission. The cradle of naval aviation. I know it's a cradle. This morning I saw three ensigns passing around a fifth of pablum. They sure have some young kids in the Navy. In fact, down here, instead of a brig, they have a playpen with a sentry. Get a weekend liberty. My picture's playing locally. I went to a preview it the other night, and while the audience was watching the picture, I was busy getting reactions. I hope that usherette doesn't talk. No, I. You have a different version of the whole? Crosby was supposed to be in the picture, too, but Marilyn Maxwell looked so much better in a plunging neckline. And besides, love scenes are getting to be too much for Crosby. The lardhead is so old now, before he can kiss a girl, they have to get him to whistle and then quick freeze his pucker. Doesn't work too well either. After one kiss, he falls all over his leading lady. I enjoyed the picture, and I really enjoyed working with Marilyn. She's the kind of a girl you take home to meet your mother after you lock your father in the garage. I don't know what the executives at Paramount thought of my performance, but last week they gave me a new dressing room. I like it much better than my old one. This one's got 6 wash basins. A lot of love scenes, but I didn't mind. I've been a great man with women since I was born. That's a fact. Instead of the doctor, the nurse had to slap me. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob.
What do you want, hon?
Well, excuse me for interrupting, Bob, but I've been wondering, when you go to England, are you going to take me with you?
Why should I take you, Harry?
Well, Bob, I've got a great British accent. Listen to this. This is Admiral Lord Nelson's famous challenge to the enemy at Trafalgar.
"You scoundrel! Better though this old hulk may be, I'll stay with her to the end. Rattle her timbrel and shut away her mast. We shan't cease fighting as long as I have a mast over my head, a topsail in my rigging, and a good deck under my feet."
Lord Nelson. Don't look now, but I think somebody laid an egg in your crow's nest. Now, hi. Go take a shower and come back. Look, please go away and leave me alone. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before tonight. Oh, come in. Hiya, Bob.
Well, it's Frankie Lane. Say, Bob, I just found out that you were going to England, so I dropped around to say goodbye.
Well, thanks a lot, Frankie. That's very nice of you.
Look, I know everybody must be asking you this, Bob, but why do you keep traveling all the time?
Well, it's in my blood, Frankie. You know, I was born in a Greyhound bus. No, Frankie, all the kids in my family were born on the bus. In fact, my mother used to name us after the scenery she saw through the window. I never told anybody before, but my full name is Robert Burmishave Hope.
You know, Bob, I feel sorry for you, practically growing up in a bus.
Well, later on it got better, Frankie. Pa bought a car.
A car?
Yeah, but Pa didn't even know how to change a tire. He had to call the auto club for everything. We kids didn't even have diapers, just old inner tubes.
Inner tubes for diapers?
Yeah, Paul called the auto club for everything. So you see, I can't help traveling, Frankie. It's just that I can't make up my mind to settle down.
Well, you'd better hurry because your body is beating you to it.
Pretty sneaky. You look like you've been eating pretty regularly yourself, Frankie. What used to be a lane is now a boulevard.
Touché, Robert. Look, let's drop this kind of talk because I don't want to get you sore at me. I really came here to ask if I could go to England with you.
Hey, gee, that's a great idea, Frank. But we already have a man singer for our overseas show.
You have who?
Me.
You?
Yeah, I'm going to sing all over Europe.
Does the United Nations know about this?
Please, no cracks about my voice. I can sing just like Mel Tremé if I get sick enough.
Look, what kind of songs do you plan to do, Bob?
Western numbers. You know, the new craze over there is American cowboy songs. In fact, I've written a small bundle to take with me.
What's the name of it?
Oh, there's a candle burning in your silver hair tonight, Mother. And I have another one that I think will be a smash. When I tell you I love you, you pay no heed. Just pick your teeth for the tumbleweed.
I'm pretty anxious to go to Europe with you, and I'd even be willing to change my style of singing and go western.
Well, I'll have to see how our voices go together. Give us some cowboy music, Les.
Oh, bury me now.
Don't you do it to me.
On the lone prairie.
Don't you bury me there.
Where the coyotes howl. And the wind blows free.
All the air's on the cuff.
We're a couple of cowboys far away from home. That's enough.
Okay, back to the union.
Say, Arizona.
What you want, Pismo?
I'm tired of drifting around. I'm going to get me a gal and get hitched.
A girl?
Yeah, you know, what do you dream about at night?
Lizards?
I gotta finish dressing. Hand me my .38.
Here you are. Now hand me my .38.
Here you are.
Well, that takes care of our shorts. Where's our gun?
Well, I'm gonna take off, Arizona. I don't know where you're going tonight, but make sure you stay away from my gal Conchita.
Pismo can't tell me what to do. I'm just as much of a cowboy as he is. Just look how bow-legged I am. I'm so bow-legged, if I don't wear sandpaper chaps, the horse slides right through. I'll show Pismo. I'll take a shortcut and get to Conchita's house before he does. I ain't never seen a jet horse, isn't it? I ain't never seen Conchita, but this is where she lives. I'll play my guitar and imitate Pismo and see if she comes out in the balcony.
To spend 1 hour with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire.
Beautiful flower of the prairie, come to your window.
You calling me?
Are you Conchita?
See. Sí.
They told me you were the most beautiful flower of the prairie.
Well, the frost hit everything.
Are you really what they call a Spanish muchacha?
Well, yes, but maybe I'm getting short of mucha and I'm all out of cha-cha.
If you get a chance to get her back, refuse it.
You know, you look like a real reap-snorting cowboy.
Yeah, I've ripped a few snorts in my time.
Well, what's going to happen, Conchita?
Oh, I'd like to come out of my father's very sweet. Why, do you know my father won't let me step one foot out of the house?
Why not? Afraid you'll eat the gopher bait?
To spend 1 hour with you in our old rendezvous.
Whoa! Say, Conchita, I didn't see you over at the dance.
No one asked me to go.
Well, shucks, ma'am. If then I'd have known you'd have wanted to have gone, I'd have come and fetched you myself, or at least I'd have seen that you got to get to go. We gotta hire an actor, you know that. Give this one guy one line, he sounds like he swallowed Roy Acuff. Well, I'm here, Conchita. Can I come in and set a spell?
No.
Well, how about me?
No.
You mean as someone else?
See, I met him today and he fell madly in love with me.
Gee, Frankie, I wonder who it is. What could anyone see in a dame who looks like Conchita?
That it is his own Hulk, maybe. I'll stay you all to the end.
I'm get out of here, Mike. Get out of here. Everybody wants to go to him. And here is Frankie Lane with one of his old-time favorites. Frankie, boy, thank you.
If you're troubled by the before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, live, live.
ask you, Frankie Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 8 weeks, I've been the luckiest actor because I've been making a picture with one of the most glamorous personalities in show business. And here she is, everybody's favorite brunette, Hedy Lamarr. Yeah!
Thank you, Bob.
It's wonderful having you here tonight, Hedy.
Well, it was nice of you to invite me, but I really don't understand why.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, for the past 2 months, we've been working together, seeing each other every day. How can you stand the sight of me?
Sit down. This may take a little time.
You.
You don't?
No. Furthermore, I'm going to move out of my dressing room. It's too close to yours.
You mean...
Yes. I found out you were digging a tunnel.
It so happens that I'm digging that tunnel to get in practice.
Practice?
Yes. My next contract is to dig a tunnel from the main gate here to the Mexican village. The Coronado soda fountain. Here, I
you know, now that we're through making our picture, I'll miss you, Bob.
Really?
Bob, remember the time we did that love scene in the rain?
Yeah.
Oh, and you let me stand under your nose so I wouldn't get wet?
Hedy, I was really thrilled with my part in the picture. It's such a sophisticated role.
Well, I think you handled it very well.
Oh, I knew I could do it. It's just that they've been holding me back. I think there's a plot against me over there.
Why, Bob, they're very fond of you at Paramount. Several times I've heard the executives talking about you.
Really? What'd they say?
Well, I don't know. They always make me leave the room.
You think that's bad? They always make me stay. But, Hedy, you've really lived. You've had Charles Boyer make love to you, and now me.
Well. And that's right. Comedy and tragedy.
Well, after all, how can I compete with Boyer? With that lower lip of his, he can kiss a girl and shine her shoes at the same time. Say, Hedy, do you think we can arrange our schedule so we can do another picture together?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I think one is enough.
But, Hedy, I've already got a script for another picture. It's even more sophisticated than our last one. Should we run through a scene or two?
Well, I'd rather not, Bob.
Oh, but, Hedy, you're such a brilliant actress.
Flattery won't help.
Look, Hedy, if you do this scene, I'll give you a great big kiss.
Threats won't help either.
Wait a minute, gal. If you were a man, I'd feel miserable.
All right, Bob, let's do the scene.
Scene is a luxurious penthouse apartment overlooking all of San Diego. It is the apartment of the beautiful Countess Maria von Trebisch, and one of her many suitors, Robert Van Westkamp, enters.
Robert?
Precious.
Beloved.
Darling.
My own.
Dearest.
Sweet one.
Pet.
Pigeon.
We're a little late, so good night, folks. It is good to see you. Wasn't that a mad time we had at Lady Crandine's champagne party?
Oh, yes. You drank champagne out of my slippers all night long.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yes, but I wish you'd let me take my foot out first.
I didn't notice it. Say, no matter. Shall we... It was a jam session. Shall we, I'll get something here. No matter. Take that line back, huh? No matter. Shall we get comfy, dear?
Now, how about a drink?
Oh, fine. I'll have 12 fingers of bourbon, a pint of scotch, a quart of gin, and a glass of milk.
A glass of milk?
Yes, I don't want to ruin my stomach. Maria, I can't tell you how frightfully happy I am when we're together.
Robert, talk, talk, talk. Is that all you can do?
What do you mean, darling?
Give me your lips.
All right, but there'll be a nickel deposit on each lip. See here, Maria, I came here to talk tonight. I want you to be my wife.
Why?
Well, you're a woman and a human being. A rare combination, and therefore... therefore, I think it would be ginger of you to marry me so that we may grow old together.
Grow old together? I'm afraid that would be impossible.
Why?
You have such a head start.
My dear, what's your answer?
Oh, I'd not to, Robert, but I shouldn't like to hurt Rodney Van Everback.
Rodney Van Everback?
Yes, you shall never have Maria.
Rodney.
I knew there was something going on here. What are you doing?
We were just having a drink.
You're not supposed to get last with your part, you know.
What are you drinking?
Bourbon.
Chaser?
I was going to, but you came in.
What are you up to, you scallywag?
How dare you? My scally doesn't wag any more than yours.
You must marry Maria so long as I have anything to say.
Look out, Robin. He has a gun.
Don't shoot.
Eddie, we'd better get out of here.
Why?
Some of those shots came from the audience.
More ammonia. And where ammonia counts, Ajax means less work.
Smart girl.